This is Eye on the Experience Industry.
Greetings from Niagara University's College of Hospitality, Sport, and Tourism Management. My name is Tom Burns. Thanks for joining us for Eye on the Experience Industry. Today I'm joined by two of our young ladies who are students in our programs, but also have played a big role in the CMAA organization here on campus. One is Molly Passau. Molly, tell us a little bit about yourself and then a little bit about CMAA and what it is and what's involved and kind of, and you're the outgoing president, correct?
Yes.
So you're going to graduate. So tell me a little bit about yourself and then some CMAA stuff.
So I'm an outgoing senior. I'll be graduating in just a couple days. I have a degree in tourism, event and meeting management and marketing and a minor in American Sign Language and Deaf Studies. I've been the president of CMAA for 2 years. And CMAA is the Club Management Association of America. We're a professional student organization on campus, and we're nationally affiliated. So we're providing our students with a lot of professional development, industry experience, and just learning a lot about the private club industry. And we meet quite often throughout the semester. We get to see a bunch of beautiful clubs in the Western New York area, as well as we have gone to conferences in Florida, Charlotte, and Chicago.
And you're outgoing, so we need a new president.
Yes, we do.
So we're going to pivot over here to Althea Simmons. Althea, tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in CMAA and what you're looking forward to in the new role you'll have.
All right. So, yes, I am a current junior here. I'm a tourism event and meeting management major with minors in general business and marketing. And I'm the current vice president of CMAA. I will be the president next year, so I'm very excited for that. And I got into CMAA through the annual club fair. Our new student orientation hosts a club fair every year, and all of our clubs go to that and just try to recruit different students. And as I was walking around as a freshman, I didn't really know where to go, so I had seen different places to travel to and a hospitality sign, and I was like, hey, I think that's for me. So I walked over there, and students were just very, very engaged, and they involved me right away, and I fell in love with CMAA and the professionalism that I was able to gain from it. The conferences that we go on, I have been able to network with managers. I've gotten out of my comfort zone, going up to them, shaking their hands. That was just my freshman year, too. So seeing how I've grown and then also seeing how our current freshmen and sophomores have grown throughout the years, just with their confidence, it's really an amazing thing, and I'm very fortunate for CMAA.
So Molly, that's great. Thanks, Althea. Molly, tell me about how you got started. Was it similar? And then, you know, your first couple of years and the things you kind of did that kind of grew you into becoming the president for the last 2 years.
Yeah, so I actually only joined my sophomore year.
Okay.
I thought that I didn't want to go into clubs. I thought that it was a little too crazy of a schedule for me. But I had an internship at a country club back in Cleveland for the summer after my freshman year, which I got through an alumni connection. And I absolutely fell in love with it. They told me that I had to join CMAA just because it's such a great experience and that it would help me in the long run. And ever since then, I've just continued getting internships and networking with professionals. And it's just been an amazing experience being able to learn more about the industry and see a lot of the behind the scenes and have a huge understanding before I even start in a full-time job.
And you mentioned this in your first answer, so but they wanted you to join the club. Tell me a little bit about CMAA nationally. You said it's a national organization. Talk a little bit about that, what the connections can be and how widespread and membership, you know, across country, that kind of thing.
Yeah, there are, I think they have almost 8,000 members across the entire country. And they have regional chapters. So we are partnered with our New York State chapter, which covers most of Western New York. We go out to like the Syracuse area too. And so being nationally affiliated, we're able to partner and work with all of the other professional chapters. So we work very closely with New York State. We actually hosted a New York State education session on campus. And then we also work very closely with Pittsburgh. They've brought us down for the past 3 years to tour a bunch of clubs down there fully on. We haven't paid a dime, which really kind of helps to provide a new experience for our students as well. So it just, the national affiliation really provides students with amazing networking opportunities and just continued professional development.
Althea, you see the same kind of thing through the national part, and what else have you learned just about this network of professionals?
Yes. So something very interesting is that within the club industry, all clubs are very, very connected. They all work with each other, as opposed to, say, a hotel or a different kind of industry where they're kind of competing against each other. What I've learned from managers is that when something goes wrong at the club, they call up their friend at another club, whether it's in New York, whether it's in Florida. They have these national and international connections. And I think that's really something special, because you can just pick up the phone and call someone when you're going through something, or if you need some advice, you want to help mentor someone. Like I said, those connections are very, very meaningful. And us as students, we're able to get those connections right now and start fostering those relationships. And I think that's something that we can take with us our whole lives. And when we're struggling or we're going through something as future managers, we can always pick up the phone and call that manager that we've relied on since we've been students.
Great. That's excellent. And Molly, you said you joined junior or sophomore year. And then they must have thought a lot of you to elect your president right away after the first year there. What have you taken away from being president of this organization on the university campus for you personally?
I think a lot of it is just the leadership experience. Being able to work with so many amazing individuals and watch everyone grow has been absolutely amazing. Seeing little Althea come in her freshman year, we were in the same boat for her freshman year, but we really both grew and like the same direction, but also different directions, and have both really developed professionally and personally. And I've loved being able to collaborate with other chapters. So we actually just started this year collaborating with the Kent State University chapter and the Indiana University of Pennsylvania chapter to plan a student conference for the Great Lakes Regional Conference. So we're adding on a day to the already existing conference that'll happen in Cleveland. So I'm really excited to see that continue with Althea's move up to president, and then I'll be working in Cleveland, so I'll have a little bit of involvement with that one too. So it's really exciting to just see how we've grown.
And how do you, Althea, looking forward to building on what Molly and others have done before? What do you, what are you thinking for your role as president?
So I definitely want to engage the students a lot more. I think we do a great job of doing that, but just really showing students the type of professional gain that they can achieve while in CMA. This year we have a few students, one's a finance major, one's a psychology major, so we're not restricted to just hospitality or tourism majors. So learning about the professionalism and going to these conferences and just networking, like that's helpful for any industry, right? One of our past alum from CMAA, she was telling me that CMAA really, really helped her because she was planning an entire conference and for her current job that she's in. And I was saying, like, has CMAA helped you in any way? And she was like, Althea, I'm so happy that I was able to attend conferences in CMAA. She was like, yeah, like sometimes the education sessions, like as students, it can be a little dry, right? But she was like, I learned from those, like more than I thought I would learn. I learned from those, and I had seen how the conference was planned. So she took all of those and she applied those into what she was planning for this conference. And she got some great feedback from that conference. And she had just seen how much she had grown from being a student to transitioning into the workforce. And that's something that I want to show to all students. So students of different majors, just saying like, this will help you in the future with that professionalism, with that confidence. And I know I keep saying those, but it's true. Like those are the two main qualities that I really stress with CMAA. So I definitely want to grow it that way by expanding our membership into different majors and explaining like there's many different benefits and you just have to figure out which type of benefits will help you in the future.
You're listening to Eye on the Experience Industry.
We're with Molly Passau, a graduating student here at Niagara University, and Althea Simmons, who is going to be the next president of CMAA. Molly's the outgoing president. Molly, tell me a little bit about the work you do here at the university in the classroom, and then how you can take that to CMAA, and also vice versa, like what you're bringing from the club back into the classroom when you talk about experiences you've had.
Yeah, so going into the classroom, I've really taken a lot of the professional development and presentation skills out of CMAA. I competed in the Student Shark Tank competition for the past 2 years. And this year, Catherine Forg, another graduating senior, also won. We did it together. And being able to get up on a stage, present for 5 minutes about a completely fake product, and then get grilled with questions after, really puts you on the spot. And so you're able to build that confidence when you're presenting. And it's a very unique experience. And
where was that?
It was at our World Conference.
Okay.
It was in Tampa, Florida. It was back in February.
Okay.
So being able to get up and present with little, like you had to memorize the entire thing, has really given me confidence to present in a classroom. I don't think I've ever been scared since presenting 2 years ago, because you're in this huge room filled with managers and you have no idea what questions they're going to ask you. But taking that and putting it into the classroom, I've had a lot more confidence in presenting, and I haven't been so nervous as I have been in the past. But taking from the classroom into CMAA, some of our classes that we have are, one of them was an event planning and design class. And so being able to understand the planning aspect from like day one, like your first initial meeting, all the way through to the end of the event has been really helpful as we plan our annual fundraiser dinner, which our students are responsible for planning from the start to the finish and getting donations and making those cold calls. So being able to understand that from like a very behind the scenes, looking at every single BEO, all the paperwork, the budgets, and then taking
BEO,
a banquet event order.
There you go. That's good.
So being able to see all of that and then helping the students to like walk through as we plan our fundraiser dinner so they can understand really the start to finish of an event has been so insanely helpful.
Althea, same for you. I mean, what have you taken from the club to the classroom to the club?
Yeah, so I agree with Molly. She took all my answers over there. Definitely the presentation skills. I presented last year at World Conference at Las Vegas. I never thought that I would be on a stage in front of about 200 managers and students. So that was pretty crazy. But like Molly, I have not been afraid to go up and present in front of a classroom. It seems like nothing at this point. But yes, definitely the presentation skills, for sure. And then also with the events classes as well. So with that fundraiser dinner, last year when we had planned it, I was just kind of going along with Molly and I'm like, oh yeah, like, okay, let's do this next. But this year I've been starting to take event classes and that have been tailored to specific intricacies of the events. And I really, really dove into all of the details of every single event. So learning all of those in class, I can then put those into the fundraiser dinner, put those into future events that I may be planning. So I think it's really, really beneficial with those classes and with the presentation skills. I know I kind of copied Molly there, but it's true. That's something that I've definitely taken away from CMA that I've put into the classroom.
Well, I'm going to give you a chance to answer first on this one. So as the incoming president, and you talked about engaging with members, what will you do to get more students, incoming freshmen, both from the hospitality college, but you said students from other programs here on campus? How do you think you can grow that? And what would you tell a student who's not sure about joining this club? Like, what's the big selling piece you would offer to them?
So I think our biggest selling piece is definitely the conferences. Telling them that they can go somewhere different, explore somewhere. Next year, our World Conference will be in Anaheim, California. So that's definitely a selling point for students, but it's not just the place that we're going, right? Like I said earlier, I really want to tell them, like, you're going to gain so much confidence from this. By your first student conference in the fall semester, you're going to see how much you've grown from then to World Conference, and you're going to be going up to managers and you're going to be talking to them. And I'm also going to say for students who are still on the edge, I'll be like, hey, like, try it out. See if you enjoy it. This is definitely a club that we're very welcoming and very, very collaborative as well. So I look forward to my Monday nights because we have our meetings that night. I've really made some true friends throughout CMA, and I think that's a great selling point to just start off at first. So I want to make them feel comfortable and welcomed.
That's great. And Molly, you're done. Like, it's looking back on it, what were a couple of your best experiences as a part of the club, not necessarily the university, but the club itself, and that you'll kind of always remember and bring with you?
I think one of the best experiences was my first World Conference. We were in Orlando, Florida for our sophomore year. And I just remember we were flying down. We had a layover in Atlanta. And Dr. Curtis, we were like running through the airport. We were going to miss our next flight. And we had to get on like the train. And Dr. Curtis ripped those train doors open because a student was behind. And that's just something that's always so funny to me. But then we get there and it's this huge conference. There are so many managers there. And it's really overwhelming at first. But then you start to find students that you met at student conference, and you start to find a few managers that you've known. And so they really help you to feel welcomed. And so it's not the most overwhelming thing in the world. And then from there, you get to meet all these managers and make connections. And if you do World Conference right, you can walk away with an internship offer or at least an interview. So really just seeing how much these managers want to see students succeed has been a huge help and like a confidence booster too, just to know like, it's okay. You have this whole network of people that want to see you succeed and they want to help you, because there is some competition between clubs, but it's not like competition between hotels, but you're going to still call a manager and they're going to help you with whatever you need. So that's been a huge benefit like throughout all, 3 years.
And you're going to graduate in a few days, and what's next?
Yeah. So I'm moving back home to Cleveland and I've accepted a full-time position as an assistant events manager at Shaker Heights Country Club.
Very nice. Congratulations.
So, thank you.
And how you think you think this has prepared you to walk right in, and not that you know everything, but to walk right in with confidence and be able to pick that up and from day one?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of it is the classes, like the event planning and design class. That's kind of helped me to see the behind the scenes of it. But then all of my internships, I've learned from several different managers.
How many internships you had?
So I've had 3 in private clubs. I did a special events and catering at the Country Club in Cleveland. And then I stayed there for a second summer, and they turned it into a management internship. And then I went to Oakmont Country Club as a manager in training. So I've worked with 2 different teams, very well developed, a little bit in events for both of them, and really being able to see how each team runs their events to combine those and take it to Shaker is what's really going to help me and set me up for success.
That's great. Congratulations. Althea, she steps away in a couple days, and what's next for you? What are you doing this summer?
Yeah, so this summer I will be working at Monroe Golf Club in Rochester, learning from some great managers. I'll be a banquets intern over there, so I'll be learning more of the intricacies of events and the planning that goes behind all of the events, and then the member experience as well. So I'm really looking forward to that. And like Molly, I've had a few other internships in the past. My first summer after my freshman year, I worked at Country Club of Buffalo. I definitely learned a lot there. That was a really, really great experience. I still currently work there for larger events, but that was a really, like I said, a wonderful experience, and I wouldn't have traded that for the world. So that was my first intro into clubs. And then to kind of get more of the like finance and P&L background, I worked at a commercial real estate finance firm.
Okay.
Last summer. So yeah, this summer, like I said, I'm going back into clubs with some more background knowledge. So I'm looking forward to it.
That's great. Congratulations, ladies. Great to have you on Eye in the Experience Industry. Eye in the Experience Industry, we say it's where the fun money goes, and country clubs is certainly where the fun money goes, right? Mm-hmm. So it's great to have you, Molly. Congratulations. Best of luck to you in your new role.
Thank you.
And Althea, we'll see you around campus. Mm-hmm. This is Eye in the Experience Industry, and we do this regularly here, this podcast, and you can find out more about Niagara University's College of Hospitality, Sport, and Tourism Management, and where our students are interning, whether it's in sports, in theater, in hospitality, in club management, and many other places where the fun money goes.